All right, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
What a gorgeous day today.
It so is. I mean, I know it's a little warm. You know, I know both of us like a little cooler temp.
No, they're coming.
They are coming. Of course, I don't want what comes with that.
That's
but
right.
I've kind of had my fill of rain like everybody else for the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw, what was that, last week or 2 weeks ago? Man, Appleton really got hit hard with a downpour in minutes.
Yeah, I think we got like 2-3 inches in 20 minutes or something. I mean, it was just flooding all over the place. It was kind of unreal.
Yeah, don't need that anymore.
No, so, no, not at all.
All right, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, this week, in fact, tomorrow, we have an after-school event. We are going to do back-to-school bingo for children and families on the 17th at 3:30 p.m. And then on Thursday, our Prairie 5 Aging Counselor, Laura Thomas, will be here from 10 to 2. And then on Saturday, which we're celebrating Applefest here in Appleton, our friends of the Appleton Public Library are having a book sale. And so the book sale will be here at the Appleton Library in the 52 Wing Gym. And you would not believe the number of items that we will be having for sale.
Mm.
Yes, come
a lot of
plenty
books.
Of money.
Yep.
Yeah, we do. We really have been stockpiling for now a few years. And so it is going to be a pretty fabulous book sale. And so the book sale is on, like I said, on Saturday the 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And yeah, you'll want to come and check it out. I mean, there's just a little bit of something for everyone. There's children's books, there's movies, there's DVDs, there's adult fiction and nonfiction books. I mean, just a little bit of everything that will be available for a steal, practically.
Okay. And where's that going to be at again?
It'll be here at the Appleton Public Library in the 52 Wing Gym.
Okay.
So, yeah, you won't want to miss it. And keep that in mind. It is on the 20th, which is Saturday, from 10 to 2.
All right.
And then the following week, we have Lego Club on Wednesday the 24th for children and families. And, boy, is that usually really, really popular. And then our book club meets on the 29th. We are reading Sparks Like Stars by Nadia Hashimi. And so, yeah, you'll want to join us for some of that. And then, of course, always make sure that you check out our Facebook page, our website. And then I also have a digital or a paper newsletter that you can pick up. And you can sign up for the newsletter. You just stop in, you give us your email, and then we will email you a copy each month when they are released. In fact, Paul, you're signed up for our newsletter, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I love getting the newsletter every first of the month. And, yeah, you do a good job with that. Anything you want to know about the Appleton Public Library, it's in that newsletter.
Or at least what's going to be happening for the month, as well as pictures and spotlights for things that have been happening from the previous month.
Mm-hmm.
I love to put pictures of all of the participants from all of our different programs in here. And then keep in mind, right now I'm kind of running an online Meet the Staff kind of an area. And so this month we featured Miss Georgia, who's our children's librarian.
Mm.
And so you'll get to meet all the staff and all of those wonderful things that go along with it. So, yeah.
Okay. So what exactly does a children's librarian do, Cindy?
Oh, she is just the rock for our organization. She works with all of the kids after school, does programming with them, coordinates all of our school visits, because we're so lucky that we get to have all the Appleton Elementary school children come to our library once a month.
Nice.
Yeah, she does a lot of things here at the library.
And she loves kids, I bet.
And she does. She absolutely loves kids. So if you check out our newsletter, she is surrounded by kids in that picture, and that is the perfect Miss Georgia picture, because they love her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, real good, Cindy. So should we move into what are people reading?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few new things to talk about. There is a new book out called The Hallmarked Man by Robert Galbraith. Anyway, it's the eighth book in the Cormoran Strike series, and you know who that is. It's the Harry Potter author. She writes under a pseudonym. Anyway, and so that's a new book that's out in fiction. We've also got a couple of new things. Patrick Ryan has a new book out called Buckeye. J.D. Robb is the 61st book in the In Death series called Framed in Death. I'd say that's a pretty good running series. James Patterson is partnering with Dwayne Swierczynski, Billion Dollar Ransom. And then William Kent Crewler has a new Cork O'Connor book out called The Apostle's Cove. Also new in nonfiction is there's quite a few. The hyped up one is Sister Wife by Christine Brown Woolley. And she was one of the sister wives in that TV series.
Okay.
And kind of how she moved away from polygamy. And so that's been pretty popular book, we'll say that much. And then also there is They All Came to Barney's by Jean Pressman. It's how three generations of the Pressman family developed the business of luxury department store Barney's. And so also there's just a lot of different new things out, you know, because we're almost at, what, October?
And, yeah, you know what happens in October.
There's so many new releases.
I knew you were going to say that.
and there just are. April and October are those big months with a lot of releases. And so if you've got a favorite author or you're just waiting for that next book in the series that you're just waiting for, it more than likely is going to be, you know, released in October.
Okay, good.
Anyway, so, yeah, I know I'm waiting for a book to be released that's going to be released in October, too, to finish the series that I had been reading. So, I mean, we all have those. We all do. And so always check with us and let us help you because we're readers, and that's what we do here.
Hey, I got a quick question for you that's kind of runs in what we're talking about here. I'm interested in listening to a book on audio through your Pioneer system there. So how do I go about doing that, Cindy?
Well, there's a couple of formats and a couple of ways that you can do it. You can look to see if that audiobook is available on Libby, which means instant downloadable to your portable devices. You can download it on your phone and then listen to it through your car radio. You can also order a copy of it in a CD format, and then you can just pop the CDs in to listen to them.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a couple of different ways that you can do that, and we are happy to help you with it if you want to listen to some of those books. A lot of people are listening to them on their phones or their portable devices because that's something they always have with them. And if you've got some time, you can just, you know, listen to it and stream it from those devices. I've basically used both because, you know, of course, old format was cassette tapes and all those different things. And there's a couple of other formats that also have been used, but the most common ones are those two. It's either in a CD form that you pop it into a CD player or, of course, on your phone, iPad, you know,
tablet,
whatever you want to do to listen to it.
Okay.
So.
Good, I'll check that out then.
Sure, sounds good. Or stop in and we're willing to help you.
All right, where are you located and how can people get a hold of you then, Cindy?
We are located at 50 East Rooney, and yes, our street is under construction still and not open. So you have to go down one more block past Rooney. Come on down, and then take a left on Haven, and there we are.
Okay.
Anyway, so keep that in mind if you're coming to the book sale, which we hope we see lots of you at the book sale.
And that's this Saturday, starting when?
Starting at 10 a.m., and it goes to 2 p.m.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.